今天的信息是得永生。
Our today's message is eternal life.
今天所分享的经文，约翰福音三章十六节到第二十一节。
The verses we're going to be studying today is John 3:16 through 21.
因为在过去的信息里面，常常人使用经文呢，只使用第十六节。
So most often we use the only verse 3:16.
如果仔细看我们的 PowerPoint 上面的标点符号的话呢，在英文版的地方呢，你会看到一开始的时候有两个点，就是挂这个 quote 的意思，挂号的意思。
So if you see the,
the English
signs,
version,
yeah, there is a parenthesis.
然后呢，这个挂号到什么时候才结束呢？是到二十一节的时候才结束的。
It's starting from 16 all the way through 21.
所以事实上这是一个整体的。
So it's a whole thing.
总共有六节的圣经经文。
There are six verses altogether.
但是常常听到的信息只有听到六分之一而已。
And sometimes you only heard the first verse.
就是约翰福音三章十六节。
That's the 3:13 verse.
我们用一个很平常的心来读这段的经文的时候，你要看见上帝从他心里面他发出的感受。
So when we read it, we will see the heart of God.
约翰福音三章第十六节说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son."Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，他最后的目的是为着什么呢？
God loves the world, and what's the purpose?
他最后要表达完成的是什么呢？
What he wants to accomplish?
你若仔细的看这段的经文，他最后的盼望是希望他的爱最后的完成是每一个人都怎样？都得永生。
So we can see the heart of God from this verse is that He does not want anybody to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
所以我今天的信息的题目叫做得永生。
So our today's message is eternal life.
我们来看这段经文说神爱世人。
So we see that says God so loved the world.
所以事实上很多的基督徒就把它想当然的就接受了。
So we just take it for granted.
但是事实上，我们可以用理智上的方法来问说，为什么神你要爱世人呢？
But sometimes we think, and we will ask ourselves, why God so loved the world?
圣经启示的这位上帝呢，是创造宇宙万物的神。
The God of our Bible is a God who created the heavens and the earth.
那我们怎么知道，如果知道说神是哪一位的话，到底这位神是怎么样了解他了以后，我们才能够了解说为什么他会爱世上的每一个人。
So we have to know who God is before we could understand why God loved the world.
在英文里面他是用这个世界，但是在等下的经文里面看到这个世界事实上在这里有所指的就是指世上的每一个人。
So in English you see God loved the world, but the world means the people.
在圣经里面呢，这位上帝呢，他自己宣称他是创造宇宙的主宰。
And in the Bible, God proclaimed himself as God of the universe.
创世纪的第一章第一节说，起初上帝创造天地。
So in Genesis, it's like at the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
所以他说，我创造这个天地宇宙万物。
So he said, he is the creator of everything.
如果留意看他当中所用的创造这个字呢，是从没有变成有的。
So if we see the word created, that means from nothing to everything.
今天最近代的先进的物理科学里面讲的一个大爆炸论。
So now everybody talking about the Big Bang Theory.
竟然跟圣经是吻合的。
And it actually match what Bible says.
我常常听到一些学科学，就像我学理工的，他们遇到什么事情的时候说，我们都是学科学的。
So I ran into some people that in the same field of my specialty, and they say we're all scientists.
其实他所用的科学，事实上就是今天所讲的物理科学。
So what the science they were talking about is the current law of physics.
有些人把这个物理科学就当成是最高唯一的标准，检验一切的根据。
So people think the law of physics are the basic standards, and then will fit in everything.
最先进的物理科学告诉我们说，这个整个的宇宙的里面呢，有96%呢是叫做暗物质和暗能量。
So according to the new findings in the universe, there are about 96% of dark matters and dark energy.
这96%的东西呢，是我们剩下4%那些可以见、可以观察的物理范围内的所有的定律呢，都没有办法使用的。
So in this 96% of the universe, the law of physics does not apply.
所以你用那个4%的科学要来诠释所有的真理的话，是解不通的。你连4%你都解不完。
So only use our current law of physics, you can't explain the 96%, and sometimes it's hard to explain the 4% we know.
也就是说，你在那个4%你所研究的范围里面所研究出来的这些定律呢，只非常有限的范围能够使用得了，其他的范围你用不上的。
So the laws we know, they're very limited.
所以这位上帝说，我是那位从无变有创造的上帝，他自己站得住的。
So God says he is a creator. He created everything from nothing.
所以这位自我宣称我是创造宇宙万物的上帝呢，他就直接的来告诉人，我就是。
So he told us directly that I am the God.
我们可以思想一件很荒谬的事情，有没有哪一个父亲呢，他不愿意告诉他的儿子、孩子说，我就是你的父亲。
So let's imagine something kind of ridiculous. Is there any father that does not want to tell their children that he is their father?
他发了个 email 给他儿子说，你猜猜看谁是你爸爸。
And he'll email to his children say, guess who's your father?
然后他在旁边还 很愉快的在那里等，看哪一天他会猜中他就是他爸爸。
And then he was happy and waiting and see one day maybe the child will figure out who the father is.
这样的父亲是不是非常的残忍呢？
So is that cruel?
我们的上帝不会让你在那里猜谁是上帝。
But our God will not let you guess.
他很明白的用你理智能够懂的告诉你，我就是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
So he told us plainly that he is a God who created the heavens and the earth.
这就是爱。
This is love.
并且在圣经的创世纪里面，第一章记载的时候是离今天3400年前所写的。
So the Genesis is 3,400 years before nowadays.
他在创世纪里面的记载呢，他把上帝的创造呢按照次序把它写出来。
So it's according to the order how he created the heavens and the earth.
一开始他说光。
The first is light.
第二个是空气。
And then air.
再来是植物。
And then plants.
第四个是日月星辰开始发光。
And then sun and the moon and then all the stars.
第五个是水中和空中的生物。
And then the creatures in the air and in the water.
那第六个阶段就是牲畜、昆虫、野兽，最后是人。
And then animals, and then finally man.
各位要注意，这是3400年前所写的。
And then let's pay attention. This is from 3,400 years ago.
世界上所有的古老的宗教里面所写的经典呢，没有一个能够今天还站得住。
So no religion could stand this firm.
按照今天考古学的发展，发现这些次序出现的次序完完全全是正确的。
So according to our nowadays archaeological findings, everything that's discovered is true.
你说第三天是植物的创造。
So the third day God created all the plants.
第四天日月才出现。
And fourth day, moon, sun, and stars.
植物在没有阳光的之下，它可以活的，叫做呼吸作用。
So the plants can live without sun and then without the light.
当第四天阳光出现的时候，它就可以进行光合作用。
And then when the sun comes, they'll start to thrive.
所以圣经3400年前所记载的跟今天考古学所发现的没有冲突。
So there's no conflict with the Bible says, and then to our day's archaeological findings.
有哪一个宗教的书经典能够经得起现代所提供的证据能够经得起考验呢？
There's no other religion can prove the evidence that we can prove the Bible.
世界三大宗教，一个是基督教、犹太教，还有伊斯兰教。
So three religions in the world now, it's not only those three, but majority is Christianity and Judaism and Islam.
这三个三大宗教所涵盖的世界的人口将近70%。
So it covers a population about 70%.
这三个宗教叫做启示的宗教。
So it's called the religion of revelation.
也就是他们宣称是上帝告诉那个写的人，你这样写。
So all proclaim that God told the person.
基督教相信旧约，相信新约。
So Christianity, we believe in Old Testament and New Testament.
犹太教相信旧约。
And Judaism only believe in Old Testament.
回教的话，它从摩西五经里面衍生出来成为可兰经。
So Islam also come from the Old Testament.
这三个大的宗教呢，都宣称一件事情，他们所信的就是亚伯拉罕所信的那位上帝。
So put aside all the differences, there's one similarity. Every religion believes in the God of Abraham.
这位上帝是创造宇宙万物的上帝。
So the God is the God who created heaven and earth and everything in it.
并且圣经借着预言来告诉我们，我真的是创造宇宙万物的主宰，所以我知道整个的发展的过程。
So also God used prophecy to declare His sovereignty.
所以圣经在预言的当中用历史，用真的人、真的事情、真的地点、真的时间。
So in the prophecy, there are real person, real place, and real time.
当他的预言应验的时候呢？那个部分应验的时候，就完全的应验了。
So when it's fulfilled completely.
特别在耶稣基督的身上，在耶稣还没有来到这个世界之前，已经有200处的地方预言耶稣的事情。
Especially the prophecy on Jesus, there are 200 prophecies concerning Jesus before he was born.
关乎到耶稣的出生。
About his birth.
就像创世纪里面讲到说。那位要来的，他必须是女人的后裔。
So according to Genesis, it's a seed of a woman.
在弥迦书讲到那位要来的，他要必须诞生在伯利恒。
In Micah, it says the place he will be born is called Bethlehem.
以赛亚书说那位必须是童女怀孕生下来的。
And in the book of Isaiah, it says it's a virgin birth.
当他应验的时候，完完全全应验了。
When it's fulfilled, it's fulfilled completely.
在耶稣基督的身上。
On Jesus.
在预言的里面也讲到耶稣来的时候，他的生活是怎么样的方式。
And also, it's predict when Jesus is in the world, how his life will be.
他来在世界，他要传道，要医病，要赶鬼。
And he will preach the good news. He will cure, and he will drive out demons.
耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他真的就完完全全应验他所预言的每一件事情。
And he did everything what Bible says.
并且圣经也预言说耶稣要怎么样的死。
And also it predicts how Jesus is going to be died.
要死在哪里。
And where he's going to be died.
什么方式死的。
And how.
在死之前他的挣扎是怎么样子。
And then what he did before he died.
并且圣经也预言他死了之后他会复活的。
And also Bible predicts he will be rise again.
完全应验。
And is completely fulfilled.
并且在众人之前就升上去了。
And he ascended to the heaven in front of people's eyes.
这些完全应验了。
It's all fulfilled.
唯一只剩下一件事情还没有应验。
It's only one thing we're waiting.
圣经说他还会再回来。
Because the Bible says he's going to return.
所以有这么多的地方，200多处的讲到耶稣的预言呢。有80%的地方完完全全应验了。
All the prophecies concerning Jesus is already 80% been fulfilled.
他借着这样的应验呢，来告诉我们，他真的是创造宇宙的主宰。
So it proves God being true, and He's the creator of heaven and earth.
当你留意去读圣经的时候，你会发现 一件很特别的事情。
So when you read the Bible, you find something special.
耶稣在讲话的方式跟口气呢，他完全是站在一个位置上面在讲话的。
So when Jesus talked to people, the tone he used, the way he talked.
你仔细的分析的时候，你会发现他真的站在那个上帝那个位置在讲话的。
So he's on the position of being a creator.
如果耶稣不是真的是上帝那个位置的话，他所讲出来的话一定会错误百出，而且会许多的矛盾跟漏洞的。
So if it's not on the position of a creator, the word he said does not, some of them does not make any sense.
因为他是创造的主宰。
Because he's the creator.
他创造了我们。
And he created us.
所以他可以爱我们。
So he can do that.
并且他在创造的时候呢，创造人类的时候呢，他说我要按照我的形象和样式来创造人。
So when he created us, he created man in his own image.
所以他一定爱，必然本性上的，上帝的本性里面自然一定会爱他所造的人。
So he will love what he has created.
这是天然的。
It's natural.
就像父亲爱儿子一样。
It's like father loves son.
造物主爱他所造的。
And creator love what he has created.
特别他看着这个被他所造的里面有他自己的形象和样式，他的爱就自然的涌流出来。
Especially men were created in the image of God.
所以这里回答了说，为什么神你要爱我们呢？
So here answered the question, why God loved the world.
神可以很简单的回答，因为我造你。
Because he created us.
因为我按照我自己的形象和样式来造你。
Because he created us in his own image.
那神要爱世人呢，他要怎么样的来表达呢？
So how he expressed the love.
圣经说，甚至爱到一个程度，将他自己唯一的独生儿子赐给他们。
So he said he gave his one and only son.
他用这种方式来表达他真的爱。
He expressed his love in this way.
我们来看下一节的圣经。Oops. Can you move next page?神爱是爱到一个程度，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son.
他怎么样赐给他们呢？
How did he give?
这个赐就是像礼物一样送给你们。
The give is like a gift, give it to us.
所以圣经在这里第十七节上说，因为神差他的儿子降世。
Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world.
他怎么样把他的儿子赐给你们，送给你们呢？他说他把他的儿子拆下来，拆到这个世界上来。
So how he gave this gift to us? That he sent his son into this world.
所以他把他的儿子赐下来的时候，是从天上赐下来的。
So he gave his son from heaven.
当他把他儿子从天赐下来的时候，人不要惊慌，因为他不是要定世人的罪。
When he gave his son to us, we do not.Worry because it's not to condemn the world.
他被差到这个世上来，他的目的就是要叫世人因为他得救。
But the purpose to save the world through him.
那怎么样叫得救呢？
And what is being saved means?
得救的意思就是从死亡当中救回来，叫做得救。
Save means save you from death.
不致灭亡。
Will not perish.
因为什么会灭亡呢？因为有罪。
Why do we perish? Because of the sin we have.
那怎么样能够 不致灭亡呢？
Then how to not be perish?
这里讲到叫一切信他的，用这个方法叫一切信他的不致灭亡。
So here's whoever believes in him shall not perish.
不致灭亡用的方法，就是在人的部分的话，就是用信的方法。
So not to perish.According to based on our part is we have to believe.
信的时候呢，你会发生一件事情。你在信的过程中，你就得着永生。
So when you believe, you will receive eternal life.
什么叫做得着永生呢？
What's eternal life mean?
永生是永远的生命。
Eternal life means forever.
也就是上帝爱这个世上的每一个人呢，他爱到一个程度，他希望你得着永远的生命。
So that's how God loves us. He wants us to have eternal life.
那什么是永远的生命呢？
And what is eternal life?
永远的生命就是上帝自己的生命。
Eternal life is a life from God.
那上帝的生命在哪里呢？
And where's God's life?
当然在上帝这里。
It's with God.
但是也在哪里呢？
And where also?
因为上帝的生命也在他儿子的身上。
And also is in life of Jesus.
所以他把他的儿子给你的时候呢，这位耶稣呢，就里面有上帝的生命，所以你领受他，你接受他，你得着他的时候，你就得着神的生命。
So Jesus has the life of God, and when you receive Jesus, you receive the life of God.
你就得着永生。
And you will receive eternal life.
这个信的意思就是说，一方面他愿意给。
So believe means he will give.
另外一方面呢，你愿意收。
And the other side is you receive.
这叫做信。
That's belief.
你相信他给的一定是好意。
And then you have to believe what he gives.
所以你收下来。
And then you received.
这个就是不至灭亡，反得永生，是因为一切信他的。
That's whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以可以说，神爱世上每一个人，甚至爱到一个程度，他把他自己的独生儿子送给你。
So we say God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
叫一切愿意，他愿意给的时候，你愿意接受的，就是一切信他的，你就不至灭亡，你反得到上帝儿子的生命，就得着永生。
And he gave us his son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
好，在这里我们就看到信是不是那么要紧呢？
So that's.Think about belief. Is that very important?
第十八节这里讲到说，你要信啊，因为如果不信的话，会有下面有两条路，你必须做选择。
So verse 18 tells us we need to believe. Otherwise, there are two choices.
第一个选择，他说信他的人不被定罪。
So he said, whoever believes in him is not condemned.
你领受了，你用顺服的心。接受下来的时候呢，你领受了这个生命的时候呢，你就不被定罪。
So when you receive Jesus with obedience,
因为这个
you will not be condemned.
因为这个时候上帝看你的时候呢，他看见了什么呢？
So that's when God look at you, what does he see?
他不是看见过去的你。
He's not seeing the old you.
他看见进到你里面他自己儿子的生命。
And he sees the new life that given by his own son.
他看见你就看见他自己的儿子。
And he sees you as he sees his own son.
因为你有他儿子的生命。
Because you have his life.
他在这个整个的宇宙里面，他只爱的就是他自己儿子的生命。
And he loves his son.
他看见他自己的儿子，他当然不会定罪他的。
So when he sees son, he will not condemn him.
所以这里讲到信他的人不被定罪。
So that's here we say whoever believes in him is not
condemned. 你用一个领受顺服的心。接受了耶稣的时候，他在你的里面呢，你就不被定罪，因为你有神儿子的生命了。
So with a humble heart you receive him, you will not be condemned because you will have the life of Jesus.
这里讲说，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
And whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
如果你决定不领受、不接受。神儿子的生命的时候，神看见你的时候，就是看见你自己。
So if you reject him, when God sees you, he sees you.
他看见你的时候，就看见了你是从亚当犯罪以后所生的后裔。
So he will see a sinner descended from Adam.
所以罪已经在亚当的时候就已经定了。
So when Adam fell, he already sinned.
所以你没有领受神儿子的生命的时候，神看你的时候就是你自己。
So if you have not received the life from God, when God sees you, he sees you only.
那位亚当的后裔。
And the descendants from Adam.
最早就定了。
And then the sinner.
因为他不信神独生子的名，也就是说你不领受神儿子的生命进来的时候，神看就是看你定罪已经早就定了。
So when you don't believe the name of God's only son, and you are condemned already.
所以我们是一个罪人，我们会犯罪，是因为我们本来就是罪人，所以罪人一定会犯罪的。
So we sin because we're a sinner at the beginning.
不是因为我们犯罪了以后，我们才变成罪人。
It's not because we sin we become a sinner.
所以这里讲到说罪已经定了。
So we see there's condemned already.
所以这里有两条路，你愿不愿意领受神儿子的生命在你里面呢？
So there are two ways to choose. Do you want to receive Jesus or not?
当你去面对这位创造宇宙的主宰的时候，你是带着神儿子去到他的面前，还是带着就是你自己，你有把握，你自己可以应付得了？
When the day we stand in front of our Creator, are you covered with the blood of Jesus, or you just stand there all by yourself?
所以我们再回到原来圣经里面讲到说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So we go back to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
接下来告诉你说，神怎么样的把他的爱呈现在你的面前，他把他自己的独生子拆到这个罪恶的世界。
And see how God loves us. The way he expresses to send his Son into the world.
他不是来定你的罪的。
He's not come to condemn the world.
刚才我们已经读过，因为我们的罪早就定了，不是他来才定的。
It's not like he had, it's we, our sin has already been condemned.
所以他来的目的是要叫世人因他得救。
So the purpose of sending his son is to save the world through him.
因着他能够得着永生。
And through him we might have eternal life.
我们就不至灭亡。
And we will not perish.
如果这样的认识以后呢，接下来你就有两个的后果，信的跟不信的结果就呈现出来了。
So there are two results. The result for the believers and the non-believers.
接下来十九节讲到说，这里英文就很容易明白，也就是说上帝把他该做的部分，从第十六节一直到第十八节，上帝该做的部分他都已经呈现在你的面前，你的反应，你的回应是什么呢？接下来这里英文讲到说，这就是判决， This is the verdict.
So from the, verse 16 through 18 that's explained what God has done for us, and then from 19 is our reaction.
这个判决就好像陪审团，他们经过双方的律师辩护，把周围的证据都呈现出来以后，最后陪审团会开一个会议，做出最后的判决。
So this is like the court after all the evidence been presented, and then here comes the verdict.
所以这里讲说，现在这个就是判决了。
So it says this is the verdict.
他说，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
So it says, light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil.
刚才我们讲到说，信的人跟不信的人就分了两个方向去了。
So now we're heading two directions, the believers and then the non-believers.
你是属于哪一个阵营呢？
So which party you're in?
我们用二次大战做一个例子来解释。
Let's take the World War II for example.
假设从我们现在的历史来看的话，那日本是一个邪恶的。
So from nowadays, in the history, at that time, Japan was the invading country.
他们到处去侵略别人。
They invade country.
杀害。
And killing people.
抢夺。
And then they
Rob.
They rob.
所以这里就变成有两个阵营出来了。
So now we have two ways to think about it.
我们现在来看日本这个国家，当时的时候，二次大战的时候。
So now let's look at Japan during World War II.
日本的老百姓里面也有非常良善的老百姓。
And then among the people, there are very nice people.
他兢兢业业努力工作。
They work hard.
他把他最好的呈现给他的国家。
And then they give their best to their own country.
在那个社会里面，他是一个好人，大家都很敬佩他。
And he's a decent person in the society.
但是他所贡献给的是谁呢？
But what he has given to
是邪恶的天皇。
It's the evil emperor.
信的或不信的，你在哪一个阵营呢？
So believers and unbelievers, where are you at?
你可以在不信的阵营里面，你做一个好好的人。
You can be a very good person.
你可以好好的贡献。
And then give everything.
你有很高的志向。
And then you have good goals.
但是你所呈现最后交在的手里是这个邪恶的世界。
But whatever you have given to the evil world.
你不知道这个整个世界是谁在掌管的。
And you don't know who's in charge.
但是你付上代价交给他了。
But you give it to him.
这就是这另外一个阵营的结果。
So that's the other party.
但是我们要有智慧。
But we have wisdom.
如果在二次大战的时候，你如果在日本呢，你能逃，你要离开这个国家。
So during World War II, if you can escape, you're trying to get out of the country.
因为再不多久。审判就来临了，两颗的原子弹就掉下来了。
Because the judgment will soon come.
就是很简单的道理。
So that's very simple.
只做了那个正确的选择。
You have to make the right choice.
他在这里告诉我们，这个最后的判决是怎么样呢？
So he said, what's the final verdict?
他的判决说，光来到这个世界，这个光讲的就是耶稣。
So he said, light has come into the world. The light means Jesus.
这个判决是很自动的，不需要再去检查哪一个人哪情况如何的。
So we don't have to examine anymore.
属于另外一个阵营的，他的行为就像日本跟另外一个阵营的对比里面，你在这个国家你所做的多好多好还是恶的。
So on the contrary, if you don't believe, doesn't matter how good a person you are, you're working for the evil.
所以如果你是属于这个阵营的话，你不会愿意、要来靠近光的。
So you will not like to come close to the light.
你喜欢留在你原来的地方，你不愿意离开的。
You like to stay where you are.
这句话就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
也就是说最后的判决是什么样呢？
So what's the verdict?
你会想要来就近耶稣，还是你要离开耶稣，或者拒绝耶稣？
So do you want to come to Jesus or do you want to reject Jesus?
为什么你会愿意靠近他呢？
Why do you want to come to him?
因为你里面已经得到神儿子的生命。
Because you have life of him.
神的儿子的生命一定喜爱耶稣的。
And the life of his God's son will like him.
如果你没有神的儿子的生命，你喜欢不来耶稣的。
And then if you don't have the life in you, you will not like Jesus.
你一定厌恶他的。
And you will dislike him.
你想与他保持距离的。
And you want to keep a distance from him.
所以这里二十节叫做凡作恶的，也就是你所做的不是神所定喜悦定规的，你就会厌恶光，你不愿意靠近耶稣的，你不会来救光的。
So in verse 20 it said everyone who does evil hates the light.
也就是在二次大战的时候，那个日本奉公守法的老百姓呢，从另外一个阵营来看呢，是非常邪恶的。
So, however, it doesn't matter how good deeds the people were doing in Japan during World War II, from other countries' point of view, they're doing evil deeds.
但是这里讲到说，但行真理的必来救光。
But here says, whoever lives by truth comes into the light.
这句话英文讲得更好，他说是在真理来生活的人会想要靠近光的。
So it's easier to understand in English. It says, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light.
而且你愿意这样做是要来显明你是依靠神而做每一件事情。
So that it may be seen plainly what he has done has been done through God.
什么叫每一件事情都靠神而行呢？
So what does it mean by doing everything done through God?
你所要做的这件事情是上帝的旨意。
So what you have done is God's will.
你运用的供应都来自于神。
And then God is your supplier.
你去完成这件事情的能力是神给你的。
And the strength is God who gave you.
你要解决这件事情的智慧是神给你的。
And then the wisdom that to solve the problem is given by God.
你所做成的事情是神自己要完成的事情。
And the thing you have accomplished.You have accomplished through God.
这个就讲了完全依靠神来做的。
So that's what it means by has done.
只有一种可能。
There's only one possibility.
就是你里面那个神儿子的生命才能够做这些事情。
That's the life of Jesus that inside you could do all the things.
如果你要靠你自己，你就不是靠神而行的。
If you do according to your own strength and wisdom, that's not done through God.
那是神所厌恶的。
And then that's something God dislike.
所以这个完整到你看最后那里有个标点，在英文的地方有个标点。
So we could see there is a comma in the English verses.
那就是从三章十六节一直到二十一节，这是一个完整的论述。
That's from John 3:16 to 21. That's a whole verses.
好，所以我们在这样的过程中要思想，上帝，你那样的爱我。
So we would think like God, you love us so much.
你爱我爱到一个程度，你肯舍。你甚至把你自己的独生儿子舍，而且舍在十字架上面。
So you love us so much that you give us your only son, and not only give us, and he died for us on the cross.
我真的有这么多这么严重的罪吗？需要耶稣为我死吗
？And then we would think, is that my sin is so heavy that Jesus has to die for me?
如果有。到底是什么呢
？If I have sins, what sins do I have?
如果有这样的罪，我能够见上帝吗
？If I'm sinful person, can I see God?
我可以在他的审判里面，我站得住吗
？Can I stand in front of His judgment seat?
但是这位耶稣来到这个世界，不是要来定我的罪。
But Jesus came into this world not to condemn me.
因为我早就被定罪了。
Because I'm condemned already.
我本来就是一个罪人。
And I'm a sinner from the beginning.
但是上帝你爱我，你愿意提供你神儿子的生命给我。
But God, you love me, you give me your only son's life.
免费的白白的赐给我，当成礼物一样的送给我。
And it's a free gift from God.
我愿意领受吗
？Do I want to receive it?
如果我领受了以后，我是不是一直存着一种感恩的心？过我每一天的日子呢
？If I have received it, am I grateful?
我是不是每一天过着住在我里面神儿子的生命的生活呢
？Am I living my life, living the life of Jesus who lives in me?
还是我过我以前那个在黑暗当中的生活呢
？Or I live the life that I used to live in the darkness?
我享受这个永生吗
？Can I enjoy the eternal life?
这个永生在我里面真的？成为有一个很大的祝福吗
？Is that really a great blessing inside of me？
我发现我越来越渴慕，想要靠近耶稣。
So I feel I'm eager to move closer and closer to Jesus。
我想办法，我想要去读圣经。
And I want to read the Bible。
我渴望我要跟他说话，我要祷告。
And I want to talk to him in prayer。
我也渴望与那些也有耶稣基督生命的弟兄姐妹有灵里面的交流。
And I like to have fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ。
我也有一个愿望，希望耶稣使用我。
And I have a desire that God will use me。
能够做他要我所做的事情。
To do the things he wants to accomplish。
这样我们才能够开始尝到神爱世人。
And then we'll truly believe what God loves the world mean。
也能够活出来，真的是甚至将他的独生子赐给我。
And then we'll live the life worthy of him。
我是一个不至灭亡，我是有永生的人。
So I have eternal life. I will not perish.
我可以过一个感恩的日子。
And I will have a life of gratefulness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.